Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Lost Skills Podcast, where we help you learn the skills you need to survive modern life. Today's episode is going to be on surviving marriage. This is going to be for our friend James at Survival Punk, who just got engaged to his girlfriend, Serenity. Now, first, before we get into that, let's get into some of our sponsors. Today's sponsor is going to be Serenity Scarves and Stuff. It's on Etsy. You could check out her Facebook page. She's a friend of the show and going to be the future Mrs. Burnett, who we are going to talk about today. The other sponsor of today's show is going to be Zulu Survival. Go check out Lee's website. He does a great job over there. He has some really great posts. All of his posts are very well put together. Unlike this podcast, everything is very, very well researched. And again, unlike this podcast, which is mostly just my opinion, he does a very good job over there. He's a friend of the show. Check it out. Oh, also about Serenity Scarves and Stuff, she does a great job with tie-dyeing stuff. She even figured out how to tie-dye a skull. If she could tie-dye a Punisher skull, I think I would probably get a shirt from her. But right now, it's a regular skull. She'll figure it out, though. It's pretty cool. She does some really neat projects and stuff, and she sells them. And, yeah, if you check them out on Facebook, tell them that I sent you. Also, you can check out Lee's site and tell him that I sent you at Zulu Survival. Anyway, now that I've butchered the sponsors of the day up, you may wonder why these people are the sponsors. Because, you know what, I decided since no one's going to pay me to have sponsors, I'm going to pick whoever I want to sponsor my website. And if they don't like it, that's too bad for them. Let's get on with surviving marriage, shall we? Now, when I asked for this, I wanted some truth, I wanted some half-truth, and I wanted some flat-out lies. And I said that right out. Most people told me a lot of truths. Some were flat-out made-up stuff. It was pretty neat. And I posted this in the Survival Punks group. If you want to connect with me or James from survivalpunk.com, go to the Survival Punks group. First thing I'm going to say about this is, please, if you're going to get mad about this, just turn the episode off now. Some of this is just funny stuff that guys say to other guys before they get married. Some of it is some actual good advice, and the people wrote in, and they are going to get a chance to be heard. I'm going to say their first name and their advice, and then I'm going to throw in some of my own. So, let me get my trusty phone out here. I have to open up the Evernote app. Evernote is one of the best apps for a phone ever. You can just write stuff down. And it keeps track of everything for you. It's just awesome. Okay, the first one is from Scav. And people from the group know him. His advice, amazingly, for the first part is very practical. It says, Serenity needs to be ready for a time when James needs to go to a friend immediately. No questions asked. Just trust the fact he does the same for her every day. That's awesome. And then he follows it up in purely Scav fashion when the honeymoon is over, when you're in the tub and your wife comes in and takes a shit. That's freaking hilarious. Oh, did I mention there was going to be swearing in this episode? Yes, there will be swearing. Here's some advice from Jason S. I'll just say his last initial. Things that a wife loves to hear. To her, calm down. When she starts yelling, ask her for a sandwich. Her natural instincts will kick in and she will forget whatever she was going on and go make you a sandwich. And the third thing is, after dinner, smack her ass and say that's how you slap start a dishwasher. That's hilarious. I laughed my ass off when I read that. It reminds me of a Facebook meme I saw the other day. A guy standing in front of a dishwasher and his wife says, I'm trying to load a dishwasher. And the guy's comment was, so am I. It's hilarious. This one is from Ryan D. He's a friend of mine from high school, actually. He wrote, I love the podcast idea. The best advice I can give is to get the first marriage out of the way early. That way you can meet somebody better while you're still young enough to enjoy her. I think that's pretty funny too, considering that's exactly what he did. The next one is from Matt French. I'm going to say his name because he's got a YouTube channel. Check out Matt French's YouTube channel. He's pretty funny. He even pokes a little fun at me on that channel. Matt's idea is that I should have a memorial service for James's sex life. It could include a moment of silence for his loss. You know, in some relationships, this is very true. Sometimes it's like after you get married, you know, it just doesn't happen anymore. Or you have kids and life becomes kind of busy and you just don't have time for your wife anymore. Your wife doesn't have time to do things with you. And, you know, it happens. It very well happens. So, you know, I'm not saying that marriage is a death sentence for your sex life, but can we just please, please have a moment of silence for James's sex life? Thank you, everyone, for coming, and thank you for the moment of silence and that beautiful rendition of Taps that we have all heard for James's sex life. I'm not saying that it happens. It does happen, you know. I just want to be the first person to say, James, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you were cut down in your prime. Some of us are cut down much younger in our prime, but you held out. You held out to the ripe old age of about 35. James. Sorry, man. But it had to be done. This was Matt French's idea, and Matt French, you are a genius. Okay, guys, let's get on with it. I'm glad everybody enjoyed that moment of silence and stuff for James's sex life. It's never going to happen anymore. Sorry, James. It's just the way it works. Okay, the next one is from Nikki. Now, her being a woman, of course, she has a different ideas of this, you know. But her first one is very sound advice. And if you don't follow this advice, you're pretty crazy. You know, it says, happy wife, happy life. Dude, that is so true. Boy. You don't even know how true it is. The next one is pick your battles. If you bitch about every little thing, your partner will never take you seriously. But if you're calm and only once in a while blow up, they'll know shit just got real and you are pissed. Nikki, I think you need to write a book on this and sell it to all the women. Please, please, Nikki, write a book. Make some money, write a book. I'll help you write this book. But it's very true. Don't overreact to little things. Sometimes people are very, very guilty of that. Communicate is her next one. Don't bottle stuff up. Don't just sit there and let it stew and fester. Just talk about it. Don't nag each other. Do I need to say more? Nikki, write a book. Damn it, Nikki. You really need to write a book. Have fun. Boy, that's a very, very important thing. Have fun. Have lots of fun with your wife. I try to have as much fun as possible. Sometimes you get into projects and stuff and doing stuff like with podcasts and stuff where you just don't have the time. Or if you're looking at, you know, Facebook to keep up with your page and stuff, sometimes it gets pretty hectic. Here's the last one from Nikki, which I don't understand it. Have lots of sex. I'm married. I don't understand. What's this sex that you speak of? I've never heard of it. So weird. The other one is have each other's back. I mean, that goes back to, you know, pick your battles and stuff. But yes, have each other's back. Always. It doesn't matter who or what it's about. You always have to be on a united front with your spouse. Sorry, I can't talk. And that's pretty much, well, I have a few more. Hold on, I have to open up the Survival Punks page because some people didn't PM me like I asked. They just put it on the Survival Punks page. Okay, Mike's suggestion is that I learn how to spell marriage. All I have to say to Mike is, fucking autocorrect, just do its job once. Instead of changing the word to something I don't want it to be, it could just change the word to marriage. Damn autocorrect, you only have one job, autocorrect, and you failed. And he's also pissed off that I don't send him beer, brats, or cheese. Mike, winter's coming. Trust me, dude, I'll send you something. I'll probably send you some cheese curds that are so good you'll want to move to Wisconsin, and then you'll be a Yankee too. Kevin writes, problems don't get solved in a conflict. That's very true. You know, if you have a problem and you fly off the handle and you become batshit crazy about it, it doesn't solve anything. Usually it just makes the other person mad. It's very good advice. Another one is Matt French put, keep arguments out of the bedroom. That's a very, very good thing, too. Once you go to bed, the argument should be over. You know, there's the old saying, never go to bed angry. Try to follow that as much as possible. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Kevin also says, read up and practice reflective listening skills. He said, a little cheesy, but it works. And anger is your problem and your responsibility. Melanie, she wrote, be willing to give and accept an apology. And that's, you know, that's pretty good advice. And again, you know, here's one from Nikki, have lots of sex. What, Nikki, what's the sex stuff you talk about? I don't understand. Never heard of it. Maybe you need to talk to my wife. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Don't talk to my wife, please. I don't need an argument that I can't go to bed mad about. Drink lots of booze, have fun, and tell jokes, and take your wife on dates. Taking your wife on dates is actually a very important one. Keep your relationship fun and stuff. You know, you got to schedule a day. If your life is so busy, you schedule things. You have to schedule time to go out and have fun with your wife, just you and her, and, you know, drop the kid off at grandma's or get a babysitter or something and go out and have fun. That's a really important part of marriage. If you're being an asshole to your husband or wife, apologize and move on and not keep bringing it up. Yes, that's very, very sound advice. Sometimes my wife has a problem with that. She keeps bringing stuff up and it pisses me off. You know, I get over it and then she brings it up again and it pisses me off again. That's very sound advice. You know, that's really sound advice. I don't even know where to go with that. Oh man, I just closed something. Oh, there we go. We're back. Okay, here's some of the advice now that I'm done with everything that everybody's told me. And we were about 13 minutes in. And I'm not editing nothing. You guys can listen to ums and ahs. I have voice recording on so I can stop and collect my thoughts. So hopefully there's not as many ums and ahs as normal. One of the things that I've always heard is your first year of marriage, you take a penny and you put it in a jar every time you have sex. And when you do that, the jar will overflow. And then after the first year, every time you have sex after that, you take a penny out, and the rest of your marriage, you'll never empty the jar. James, I know you like experiments. I want to see this in physical reality. I've never seen anybody that actually does it. James, this is your job. This is your job to the whole man species of men out there to do this experiment. I know you don't like those darn ceramic heaters with the tea candles. Break this myth, too. Let's see. The next advice I have for James. James, I'm going to tell you a few things that are going to happen in your life, and you need to understand. I'm telling you this as a friend. When you got to be willing to do things with your significant other, you have to be willing to do things that you don't want to do, and you have to smile and pretend you want to do them. That is my advice to you. I have a friend that was recently married. I'll tell this story. And I told him this, and he's been single just about as long as James. He's like 35 when he got married. And I told him, I says, yep. I said, you just wait. It'll be the middle of bird hunting season. He's big into bird hunting. He's big into deer hunting. He's big into fishing. And he runs like 5 hours up north to his place. Go all the time. I told him, you ain't going to be running up there every other weekend to go hunting and fishing and, you know, dicking off. He says, you know, once you're married, that shit kind of comes to an end. And he didn't believe me. Well, he's been married about a year now, and his wife wants him to go to a motorcycle rally, which he has no interest in at all. And he found out that it's opening weekend of bird hunting season, and he's just like, oh, I really don't want to go. I says, hey, remember who told you that you have to do things she wants too? I told you that before you got married, that you're not going to be able to do whatever you want all the time. I said, it's give and take. It is. And he's like, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to. He goes, I don't want to sit around with a bunch of bikers. They're all idiots and this and that. And, you know, it's not his thing. And I get that. But not the biker thing. I would be fine with that. But, you know, it's not his thing. And he doesn't feel like sitting around. He has no fascination with going to Tomahawk, Wisconsin to a bike rally. But his wife wants to, and she wants to go with her dad. And, of course, he's going to go. So, yeah, that's one thing. You have to be willing to do something that the other doesn't. You don't really get to get out of that after you're married. When you're not married, you can get out of those things, but, you know, you don't get out of that after you're married. Another word of advice that I gave to this same friend is, I says, you want to know how marriage is going to go? I said, you're going to go to Cabela's, and you're going to go, oh, look at that nice double barrel shotgun. I said, you're going to look around to see if your wife's around. Then you're going to ask the clerk to take it down off the shelf so you can take a look at it. Then you'll break the action open. You'll be like, oh, look at this beautiful gun. You'll break the action open. You'll look down the barrels, and from out of nowhere, you'll hear a voice. Really? You need another gun? How many guns do you need? It'll be like, how many guns can you shoot at one time? And I told my friend this before he got married, and it was about 3 months later, and he comes back to work, and he goes, fuck you, Radke. He goes, it happened. I said, what do you mean, it happened? He goes, I was at Cabela's the other day, and I was looking at a shotgun, and I pull it off the rack, and I'm looking at it, I'm checking it out, and all of a sudden I hear, how many guns do you need? You can only shoot one gun at a time. Are you really going to buy another gun? He goes, the first thing I thought of was what you said. He said, she almost said it word for word from what you said. He says, dude, I've been married for 10 years. I know how this is going to go. The correct answer is, yes, I do need another gun because it makes me happy. But James, you have some of those moments in your life. You will. And you will have some very happy moments in your life. You'll have some moments where you're angry at your wife. You'll have some moments where you're sad. You'll have some of the greatest moments of your life, especially, you know, if you decide to have a little James. I can't say that enough, that you will have lots of those great moments with you, your wife, and your son. I know Serenity has a boy, and you'll have some great moments being a stepdad as well. But if you decide to have a child with her, you will have some great moments with, you know, your own child. And I don't have any advice to tell you about being a stepdad. I really don't. The only advice I have would be to treat him like he was your child. And here's some advice for Serenity. Serenity, are you listening, Serenity? Can you hear me? Hello, Serenity? Okay. Let James treat your son like it's his son. I hear a lot of times from people where their wife gets mad because they yell at the man yells at the stepson. You know, you hear this stuff at work, you know, secondhand talking to somebody. And you have to be willing to let him discipline your child or whatever as if he was the father. That's my advice to Serenity. And Serenity, don't get mad about anything I said here. It's just some things that guys tell other eyes before they get married. And some of it's true and some of it's not. And it depends on the woman. And you're a pretty good woman. But yeah, my other advice to you is don't get too caught up in work or projects or something. You know, take some time off to go do something fun things with the family. And James, I know that you won't have a problem with this, but there comes times where you get busy with stuff and you need this gentle reminder. It happens to me all the time. Right now I'm in the middle of remodeling my basement, and trust me, we need to both have some time off from this, but we're trying to get it done before school starts. So there's that. You know, people always talk about having joint bank accounts and stuff, and not keeping your money separate from your wife's. And, you know, some people say it's a religious thing. Some people don't. When my wife and I got married, I still have my checking account in my bank. She has her checking account at her bank. Our names are on each other's accounts. We can see what each other has. I don't know if it's a trust issue, why people always just want to close their bank accounts and put it all in one pool or not. Honestly, I don't use my checking account. The only thing I use is my debit card. And every once in a while, my wife is like, hey, slow down on spending money there. You're spending way too much money. But other than that, you know, she does the finances, and that's fine with me. I don't really care. I make money, and I put money in there, as long as she tells me how much I have her every once in a while. But yeah, I mean, being able to see each other's finances are important. To know what the other person has. So I don't really per se have a joint checking with my wife, but I do. She can just go into my account and write checks and do whatever. And that's my advice to you. If you guys bank at two different places, you don't necessarily have to close it and put it all into one account. She has her own savings account. I have my own savings account. She can access any of it at any time. I don't keep any secrets like that from my wife. Only secrets about, you know, how long I've been podcasting and stuff. Yeah, that's another thing. Don't really keep any secrets. Yeah, I mean, everybody has their secrets. They have little things, but don't ever keep anything major that could harm your family or anything secret. There are some weirdos out there that have really weird secrets that they keep from their wives or their husbands or whatever. But, you know, like Nikki and her fascination with eating people, that's... I'm sure her husband doesn't know she likes to eat people. Just kidding, Nikki. But I think that today's episode has gone long enough. And boy, trying to think of any other little pearls of wisdom that I can tell James. I would say, James, make sure that if you're going to drink, that your wife's a designated driver. But since you don't drink, you're the designated driver. Serenity, drink like you're from Wisconsin and make James drive you home. That's my advice. Serenity, get really drunk, make James drive you home. Then, you know, pretend like he's going to get some, then go pass out and go to sleep. That'd be fun, right? Boy, I'm trying to think. You would think that I would have more knowledge and more, you know, insight into being married after being married for 10 years. But, you know, honestly, it's being married to one of your best friends. There's a few of my best friends I wouldn't want to be married to, but, you know, that's the beauty of getting to choose your wife. You get to choose the one you want to be married to, because I got a couple of buddies. If I had to marry them, oh, horrible, horrible time. And we'd probably both end up in jail. I do have one more word of advice for you guys. To once a year, pick somewhere to go to vacation, whether it's just a road trip, or you actually get on a plane and go somewhere. Just pick somewhere to go for a weekend. Both take a day off of work or whatever and go somewhere for the weekend. Rent a room and get away from your regular life. Or it could be just you, your wife, and your stepson. Or just you and your wife. Or, you know, just so you can get away. That's one of the things that you need to do. My wife and I started doing that later into our marriage, once we started catching up with remodeling our house and stuff, and it helps out tremendously. It helps with the stress of life. I do have one spot to recommend. If you ever want to go there, go to Mackinac Island, Michigan. It's a really cool place. I've recommended this to James, but Serenity, go check it out. You like the Renaissance Fair? There's no cars allowed on the island there. You have to take a ferry to get across. There are no motorized vehicles allowed on that island. It's just horses and buggies, and that's how you get around, in bicycles. That's it. Check into it. Make James go, and if you guys go, I'll meet you there. It's only like 5 hours from where I live. It's one of the only places in the U.S. they don't allow cars. But go take a vacation somewhere. That's honestly, that's where I go, because it's completely different than my regular life, which is loud noises, grinding, banging, stuff like that, welding. Where you go there, and the only thing you hear is the clopping of horse hooves. I've done an episode or two on that, and it's nice. But take a vacation where you guys can go get away and just, you know, do nothing. That's my advice. But anyway, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I have to go do my regular job and go do something. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope nobody's really too mad at me about it. Every once in a while, I decide to do an episode like this, and I really get some hate mail. I don't know. Anyway, I hope I didn't sound too much like an asshole, but actually, marriage is great, James. I hope that you like it. And you know what? I have this platform so I can do things like this, because I want to do things like this. And sometimes you got to poke a little bit of fun at your friends, right? So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode on surviving marriage, and see you guys later.